Wild and Woolley first, 13 picks. And then at pick number 14, the Philadelphia Eagles taking Derek Barnett, defensive end, University of Tennessee. It is late on this Thursday night here at the NovaCare Complex. I'm with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Hall of Famer, Merrill Reese. And Merrill, your reaction to the newest Eagle?
Very pleased, because here is an outstanding football player. I knew about the fact that he had over 10 sacks a year for three seasons, that he's the guy who broke Reggie White's sack record at the University of Tennessee. So I think you got a great football player, or a potentially great football player, and you filled a need, because this team had to improve its pass rush.
Merrill, this is eerily similar to Andy Reid's era. I want to go back to it. The philosophy of building along the offensive and defensive lines. The Eagles get their quarterback, and now they're building the defensive line. Corey Simon in 2000, following Donovan McNabb, and now we've got Derek Barnett.
Interesting that you put it that way. And, of course, they dedicated two draft picks last year to the offensive line with Siamalo and Vitae. So you are solidifying both the offensive and the defensive line, and that's what you have to do. Now, that doesn't mean that as we go forward in this draft that they're not going to snag a sensational wide receiver, because I think there are some out there. One that I happen to like a lot is Zay Jones from East Carolina. I think he's as good as anybody. And another who could be a steal in the second or third round is Chris Godwin from Penn State.
We'll get to that later, Merrill. Let's talk about Derek Barnett right now and the way you envision this defensive line working.
Well, one of the things you need, Dave, in a defensive line is depth. They like to send them out there in units and keep them fresh. And that's what you have, because they added Chris Long this year. You still have Vinnie Curry out there. You have Brandon Graham on the other side, and he's a guy with a high motor. So if Derek Barnett turns out to be all of the things that Joe Douglas mentioned, and there's no reason why he shouldn't turn out to be that kind of player, I think they've got a pass rush that will be very formidable.
Merrill, I know you fashion yourself as a bit of a draft nick. Those first 13 picks, what'd you think?
Interesting. I thought there was a poker game going on, because I don't think San Francisco would have drafted a quarterback at that number two spot. And yet they were able to garner or get more draft picks and switch with Chicago. And Chicago, of course, moved up and they took Trubisky. So that was kind of a surprise. Other than that, I don't think there was a great shock, although I do think that, well, I thought there was a chance that if you got to 14 and Mike Williams or Corey Davis were there, I thought, just thinking about the draft, that either one of them could be a player that was selected. I was surprised to see Corey Davis go as early as he went.
You mentioned wide receiver, Merrill. What positions do you see the Eagles addressing here the next 2 days?
Well, there is no doubt that one area they have to address is corner. That is probably the most needy area of this team right now. I didn't want to see them address corner at 14. And my reasoning was there are probably 16 cornerbacks in this draft, probably now about 12, but there are probably 12 more cornerbacks in this draft who could have been picked in a first or second round in an ordinary year. But with that kind of depth, Dave, at the cornerback position, you can draft two of them in the next four rounds, and they could turn out to be as good as the one you drafted at 14.
Boy, we're all excited to see Derek Barnett set the record at Tennessee for most sacks, surpassing, of course, Reggie White's number. We're not saying that he's at that level, because nobody
is. Well, you can't say that, yeah. Because even when Reggie White came out of Tennessee and went to the USFL and came here, we knew the Eagles were getting an exceptional football player. We didn't know he would be what you would call a generational player. When you talk about the great defensive ends in the history of the National Football League, Reggie White is right up there. What we hope with a guy like Derek Barnett is that you got a guy who makes an immediate impact, because I think you can at that position. It's not a position that needs a lot of technical development. It's a position where a young guy can come in and you point to the quarterback and say, kill. I mean, that's what this position is all about. A lot of it is athleticism and instinct, and those are two areas that you check off with Derek Barnett.
Merrill Reese, thank you very much. Derek Barnett, a Philadelphia Eagle, and the voice of the Eagles is smiling. Thanks, Merrill.
Absolutely.